producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much. It is my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station or around the world via GCNLive.com. Don't forget, at our network's website, not only can you listen to us live, you can listen to us on demand. You can listen to us on podcast form at the iTunes Music Store. You can also listen to archives, which is really, really cool. So check it out, GCNLive.com. And, of course, when you get a chance, check out my website, AutoWorldRadio.com. Soon, in the next few months, we're going to be significantly updating that one. At least that's the plan. That's the plan, as they say. Let's see if we can actually get it done, but that's what we're shooting for. In this hour of the broadcast, a little later on, he's the CEO of theoldcarguys.com. Don Jones is going to be with us to tell about a very, very famous engine. But right now, joining us to tell us all about a brand new book. And anytime we get this gentleman with us, it's always a pleasure. We're going to have to make a date to get him on for a full hour, but we'll whet your appetite a little bit. For those of you who are not familiar with the name Eddie Paul, you should be familiar with that name, because Eddie is a gentleman who has built hundreds of cars for the motion picture industry, for television, and beyond. I mean, the Pixar movie Cars, Jay Leno, his good friend, recommended when they needed some scaled-down replicas of Mater and Sally, the 911 Porsche. They gave the chainsaw to this gentleman to cut the 911 down to size. But he is literally a genius. There is absolutely no other way to say it. Grease was the movie that got all things started for him. Grease Lightning, it's at the Peterson Automotive Museum. The Fast and Furious movies, the first two movies, he did all of the cars. He has got so many amazing stories. And, you know, with all due respect to the late George Barris, who was a great friend of mine and a very, very cool guy, Eddie was overshadowed many times by George. And I'll say that publicly now that George has moved on and hopefully is somewhere up there in heaven. Eddie deserves a whole lot more recognition than he does. George got a lot of recognition in his lifetime, and it's time that Eddie gets the recognition that he truly deserves. Let's go out to California. I believe he's still living in California. There were rumors a while back he was moving to Texas, but let's find out officially. Eddie Paul, welcome to the broadcast. Are you still in sunny California, or have you moved on to Texas?
Well, we're still in California, and we've looked at houses. We found a couple we liked, so we're kind of in the process of moving. I got a couple projects I have to finish here before I go. And, of course, I have to sell my house, so I've been doing, in fact, until you called 5 minutes before I was working on the house, we could put a new roof on and just doing all the stuff you have to do to sell your house, make it perfect so you can sell it. So, we're still in California.
Yeah, and a beautiful area of California that you live at. Motor Trend's headquarters is not that far from you, and the Automotive Driving Museum is there, and I can understand being torn, not wanting to leave that area, but certainly when you look at the taxes and some of the things going on in California, I find lots of people are moving to Texas, and certainly bang for the buck, Eddie, for what hopefully you'll get for that California house of yours. You're going to be able to live in super style in the great state of Texas.
Yep. Yeah, it's this house, you know, I don't want to say numbers on the radio, but it's worth quite a bit, over a few million dollars. In Texas, I could buy 10 acres of land with a 5,000-square-foot building with a shop and back and be able to do anything I want to do and still wind up with money left over after we're done. So it doesn't make sense not to do it anymore.
Yeah, no, it absolutely doesn't. So let's talk about the latest. You sent me an email a little bit earlier this week. You have written many, many books over the years. Did you ever stop and count up how many you've penned so far?
Yeah, it's not that many. I've got 10 of them. I guess they're in print, and probably another 5 more I'm working on. And then what we did is those are all you know, technical books, like how to do plasma cutting, how to weld, how to build cars from Fast and Furious, stuff like that. But we thought we'd take a different branch, and we tried a fiction, my wife and I, because, you know, we also, you know, work in, we do scuba diving. We've done quite a bit of diving around the world and seen some amazing things. We thought, why not put them in a book? So we wrote one, we listed it as fiction, and the reader has to decide whether or not it's fiction. But it's doing pretty well. And we've got 2 or 3 more we may do like that. And then we'll get back into cars, do some more stuff on cars. So just
that's
kind of
really cool.
Experimenting.
You know, that's fantastic that you're doing that, because you're always such a great storyteller, and it translates so well to books. And the new book is called The Nemesis. And
yeah.
As you said, you worked hand in hand with your beautiful wife Renee, and how did that work out? I mean, some husbands and wives can work together really well. In other situations, it doesn't work out so well. How did you and the missus work out on this book project?
We do great. It's like a lot of people come by, and when I had the shop, you know, she worked there. She's CFO. She's there all the time. So we work together, live together, vacation together. We enjoy each other's company. That's why we got married. So to us, it seems weird not to be together. Like, if she's going to Texas to check out some more houses next week, I'll probably call her 10 times a day. She'll call me another 10 times a day. Our daughter calls 10 times a day. We stay in touch with each other. So to us, it's totally normal. And working together was fine because her strengths are my weaknesses. I got the imagination. I come up with the screwy ideas in these books. And then she clears, fixes the spelling, makes it readable. It works pretty good. And if she thinks it's horrible, she comes right out and tells me. She doesn't hold back anything. So it's kind of nice to have her be brutally honest.
That's right. You can't get that kind of honesty from anybody else but a spouse or a really, really close friend, because you know, people just won't do it. Simple as that. So it's great that you can get that e-book. And, of course, we should remind listeners that you have done many work with the Cousteaus, and you've built the sharks, and you've done a lot of diving yourself. You're a professional diver yourself. So tell us a little bit about, without giving away too much here, tell us a little bit more about the Nemesis. So give us kind of an overview of the book.
It's actually a lot of it's true. And again, I can't say how much, so we listed just as fiction, so I don't have to explain myself. But a lot of it's based on real accounts I had when I worked for the Cousteaus. And we had things happen that we couldn't explain. And I kind of, you know, everybody comes up with their own explanation. I had my own, so I put it in a book form. But we've got the Nemesis, of course, is a shark. It's the Carcharias megalodon, the shark that's supposedly prehistoric. It's down so deep we've never seen it. Anyway, in this book, we found a way to bring it up to the surface. And then the book is about what happens if you do something like that. And I got a pretty good description of what we think it looks like based on footage we've seen of different things. And it's pretty cool. It's it actually, I tried to write it, a fiction where if you read it and you didn't know any better, you'd really think this happened. It's not that far. It's not like rocks get up and start talking to you. So everything in there could possibly happen.
That's great. When we come back on the other side, more about Eddie Paul's new book. It's called The Nemesis, and it's available at Amazon.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Hi everybody, I'm Auto World Radio host Bob Long, inviting you to check out our title sponsors for all of our great North American International Auto Show coverage recently in Detroit. It's the Ralph C. Wilson Agency. Visit www.rcwa.net. For benefits, insurance, wealth management, or financial strategies, the Ralph C. Wilson Agency.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for natural medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
That is 100% correct. Welcome. Thank you very much for being here. 855-660-4261. If you want to say hello to the legendary Eddie Paul, car builder extraordinaire. He's a stunt driver. He's a diver. Worked with the Cousteaus. Built so many vehicles for the television and motion picture industry. And now he has written another book. Usually he does lots of great videos and books, the how-tos. Making regular folks like you and I into better folks when it comes to repairing, restoring, and doing some pretty heavy-duty projects on vehicles. But this new book is called The Nemesis. He wrote it with his wife, Renee, and it was published by Fast Pencil. And when I look at the cover of the book here, Nemesis, Some Things Just Won't Stay Extinct. And what a cool cover shot you've got there, Eddie. Describe that for our listeners.
Well, it's just, I didn't know how to do it. We were going to put the shark on the cover, but I didn't want to reveal what it looked like to describe in the book. I just thought it'd be kind of cool to show, the results of the shark. This thing comes up, and all that's left is big blood stain in the water after he's done and gone. So we thought that would be kind of a cool one. We did a couple test covers and kept liking that one the best, so I just put it together and sent it in. In fact, one of the things I like to point out, that's the first time I ever self-published. I usually go through publishers, and after self-publishing, I don't think I'd ever go back. Almost anybody can write. If you can't spell, you get someone to correct the spelling for you. But if you got a good story and you're a good storyteller, it's a good little occupation on the side. Write books about your life and self-publish them.
Yeah, no, that's a very, very good little tidbit, little good advice here from Eddie Paul. And definitely there are lots of great stories to be told, including this one here, which you can get at Amazon.com. When I look at the chapters, chapter one, Almost Home, chapter two, Reality Sets In, chapter three, Not Just Another Day at the Dock, chapter four, Well, This Wasn't Here Yesterday, chapter five, The Counterattack, chapter six, Seals and Sharks, chapter seven, The Device, chapter eight, Back in the Small Sub, chapter nine, Bring Out the Big Boat, chapter 10, Mid-Channel, chapter 11, A Taste of Meat, chapter 12, The Monster Within Us All, chapter 13, It's in God's Hands Now, chapter 14, Cap Skeletons, chapter 15, They're Back, and chapter 16, very well put, Can't We All Just Get Along? So this is a really encompassing book that I haven't read it yet, Eddie. I got to give me some time here to read it, so we'll get you back on for a full hour once I read it. But
I think
it looks fantastic.
On Amazon, it's got a 5-star rating. Out of everybody that's read it, it's given a 5-star, so I've been real fortunate there. And
really?
It's good.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of a good start. And then what I did on this one, a little different, is the last chapter on this almost seems out of place until you read it. But what it is, it's the first chapter of the next book we're writing right now. And that book's almost finished. So we're going to lead one book into another book. So as you read along, you think everything's resolved, and all of a sudden you read this last chapter, you go, wait a minute, this isn't over yet. So it's kind of a little bit different approach. And the next one's just as unusual as this one is. I think you really enjoyed it. Everybody's read it, told me they started reading it, they couldn't put it down. So that's always nice.
That's great. When you look at...
Of course,
you know,
we're doing,
Let's go right ahead, Eddie.
Oh, I was going to say, of course, you know we're pulling another car, too, right? Another chain of cars, the Duesenberg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're working... Tell me more.
I just got the contract the other day. There's a guy named Dave Hartke back east. Because I built one at the shop for him, kind of a prototype, and that one went off to Malaysia somewhere. But anyway, after building it, he's decided he gave me the contract to build 15 of these a year, dual cal finishes.
Wow.
15 a year for 5 years. So that's the first project we're going to do when we get to Texas. So I'm not out of cars. Just get put on the back burner for a couple months.
No, definitely always stay in cars. And just logging on to Amazon.com, it just points out all these great books that you've done. Eddie Paul's Custom Bodywork Handbook, Eddie Paul's Extreme Chopper Building, Real Technologies for Outrageous
results. And certainly when it comes to Eddie, that's a good term, how to build the cars of the Fast and Furious. This was from the Motorworks Workshop series of vehicles. Sheet metal fabrication techniques and tips for beginners and pros. That's a great book. The Cars of the Fast and Furious, the making of the hottest cars on the screen. Eddie's even got a book on plasma cutting, which is a really cool thing that Eddie introduced me to a little while back. Eddie Paul also has another great book here that I would recommend, Eddie Paul's Paint and Bodywork Handbook, Secrets from a Master Customizer. But the latest book here, The Nemesis, and as I click on Amazon.com and I click on, you're right, I mean, you've got five-star reviews, and this is available in Kindle, so you're right on the cutting edge of 2016.
Yep. You know, it's funny, I'll tell you a little backstory in this. When I wrote this book originally, I was working for the studios, and I wrote it as a script called The Nemesis. And I showed it to a bunch of directors and everything, and everybody kept saying, you know, it's okay for a script, but it'd make a great book. Why don't you write a book? That's what got me into it. And I thought, well, heck with it. The heck with the script. It's too hard to sell. I'll make a book. So we wrote a book. And most of those comments on there, if you look at them, it's, this would make a great movie.
Yeah.
It's like no matter what you do, it's always the opposite. But anyway, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, well, as you and I both know, getting a movie done in 2016 is not an easy thing. Bring buckets of cash, or unless you've got relatives in high places, that's not an easy thing to do. But definitely folks can order the book. It's so easy at Amazon.com, The Nemesis by Eddie and Renee Paul. And you're already working on another book. Give us a little tease here. This next book is going to be called The Omega Project. Tell us all about that one.
Yeah, that's another one based on some fact. There's a lot of government labs that, you know, were built up during the war. And what this is a creature that the government came up with in case the Russians or the Germans won the war. It would release this creature, and it would kill the last man standing, kind of a revenge weapon. Anyways, they made it so indestructible that they couldn't kill it. So at the end of the war, they just kind of kept it alive and thought they may need it sometime in the future. And these kids go and kind of sneak into the lab and accidentally release it. And so it raises havoc, and can't tell you too much more. They have to buy the book. But it's pretty good, too. And it ties into the first book back and forth, so I think they'll get a kick out of it.
Excellent.
Never know.
Well, it sounds like you're a man with so many great ideas, so many creative ideas, and these books, I think, are a great way to get those stories out. And someday somebody needs to write a book about you. Somebody needs to do a biography on Eddie Paul. That's something that needs to be done. But in the meantime, everybody, just go to Amazon.com. It doesn't get any easier than that. Go to Eddie Paul, The Nemesis, written along with his wife, Renee. Order it up. Eddie's a great guy. You're going to love it. And as soon as I read it, we're getting you back for a full hour. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
I got a trivia question for you. There are a number of these vehicles going for lots of money at the Barrett-Jackson Classic Car Auction recently in Scottsdale, Arizona. I remember, you know, it always had a lousy engine, and a friend of mine, you know, said the cars were an electrical nightmare. They finally got it sorted out, but it was only built for 2 years, and the godfather of this car, a very famous or infamous gentleman, was also the godfather of the GTO. If you were fortunate, if you had the foresight and the cash 10 years ago to buy one of these cars for $15,000 or $20,000, nowadays, at Barrett Jackson, I saw them going for $50,000 and $60,000. And the good news is there's a guy in Texas that has all the parts, and he has some plans to do even more stuff with this vehicle. What is the vehicle? Everybody listening on KEYS, Corpus Christi, Texas, dial us on up right now. 855-660-4261 or any of our other wonderful affiliate stations across North America. We would love to hear from you. Or if you're listening online, if you're out of the country, you log on to my website, autoworldradio.com. We actually have the out of the country. That's right. We have the out of the country dial-in number. So if you call from out of the country, we're going to put you on what Art Bell, the famous late-night talk show host who's semi-retired. I think believe he now lives in the Philippines or someplace like that, but still on the air a little bit. We're going to put you on the wild card line, so that means you're going to go right to the top. If you're calling from Kathmandu, or if you're calling from Russia, or if you're calling from any place outside of North America, you get first dibs, 855-660-4261, and whoever gets the answer to the question, free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy. Nobody does it better than Warren Tracy when it comes to automotive and gift ideas. And nobody does it better than Don Jones when it comes to old cars and finding old cars and finding parts and being connected with salvage yards. A good friend of mine, radio talk show host Bobby Likas, he is looking for a particular car, and he reached out to me and said, you know, I don't know what to do here. What would you recommend? And I said, call Don. And I know that Don and Bobby have spoken a number of times, so hopefully something good will come out of that. Hopefully Don will make a, I'm hoping Don makes a, Bobby's not listening, and neither is the owner of the car. I'm gambling, but chances are they're not listening, so I'm hoping Don makes a killing on this one, because Don is a really good guy. And Don joins us right now, and he's going to be telling us all about the 235 engine from General Motors. And we love to shine the spotlight on some of these engines, go back in history a little bit. Hey there, Don, how are you doing today? Hey, Don, are you with us?
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to call in it or not.
Hey, Don, are you with us? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay, fine. We had a little digital delay there, but thanks for putting together these notes on the 235 engine. And this is a good little factoid. I didn't realize the 1953 Corvette, the original one, was actually equipped with one of these engines, but it had a few modifications.
Yeah, that's correct. Give me just a second here. I'm kind of bouncing around between computers, and I've got you on my other computer listening to the radio show, and I was afraid I was going to get some feedback if I did get my other computer turned off. So now I can pay attention to what I'm supposed to be doing. Anyway, you were talking about the original Corvette, the 53-54 Corvettes were, in fact, equipped with the Chevrolet six-cylinder engine, the Blue Flame Special, with its pickup truck camshaft and three side draft carburetors putting out about 150 horsepower. And that was the original and only engine for 53 and 54, and it was kind of an optional engine until they all ran out in 55. So it might even even rarer to have a 55 Corvette with a six banger in it than it would be the little 265.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like it would be a find if someone came across one of those. Let's talk a little bit about going way back in history here. 1946, Bill Fisher, this is a great book for six bangers, is California Bill Fisher, who worked not only with Chevrolet, GMC, but also on the Buick Speed Special. Tell us about this gentleman.
Well, you know, as I talked about in other programs, about if you're going to do anything with old cars, it's best to go and get the manuals. And one of the best manuals for the straight six engines, GM in particular, is a book written by this fellow, Bill Fisher. And Bill, back in 1946, was attending University of Southern California, working on a master's degree. And for his thesis, he decided to write a book about constructing hot rods in the school auto shops. So I guess when you see a movie like Grease, the original inspiration for that might have came from a book by Bill Fisher. He went on later to write the book on the speed equipment for the the straight sixes, and then later years, not only it did very well with the speed books, but developed a speed equipment shop over in Eagle Rock, California, and supplied a lot of equipment to the competitors, the Bonneville Salt Flats, and some of the other dry race, dry lake race beds, race tracks around the far west, and the drag racing scene. And his books still sell today.
That's fantastic. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the Chevrolet 235. Some great advice here. You tell folks don't discount the 1954 to 62 235 for use in any rebuild of an older Chevy. The basic 235 was introduced in 1941 in Chevrolet and in the truck side of the fence. By 53, it was the standard in all Chevrolet cars. So this is a good fit for lots of folks.
Right. You know, the 235 is one of the best engines that Chevrolet ever built. Very forgiving. When I say forgiving, it's an engine that you can overheat or run low on oil, and it doesn't affect them as much as a modern engine. I'm not telling
online.
You.
But we're talking
that's a good
about...
idea, but...
Okay.
I'm sorry?
We lost you just for a second, but go right ahead. So this is a good place, a good engine to use in a variety of different applications.
Right, exactly. You know, they're very forgiving if you run them short on oil or you overheat them. There's plenty of parts out there for them. And really, it's a little bit different. You know, when I go to the car shows, there's many, many people that are deciding to use the 350 engine. That seems like the standard engine to use with you're doing a Chevrolet. But every once in a while, I'll run into somebody that'll have an old 37 or a 40-something Chevrolet or even something out of the early 50s, and they'll decide instead of that V8 to go with that 235. And the ones that I like to focus on are the ones that were built between 52 and 62. These are the high-pressure systems that are a little more efficient, a little more horsepower, and a little more enduring.
Excellent. When we come back, much more about the Chevrolet 235 cubic inch engine. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We're having lots of fun with Don Jones, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. And Don, I'm getting like you. My phone is ringing at 2 and 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. People listening to us in other parts of the world, and I guess this is 2016. But I know you told me in the past that this is not uncommon for you.
No, it's not. I mean, quite often it's my brother calling from Iraq, which I always answer because if he's calling that early in the morning, something might be going on. But we get calls from all over the United States and a few from all around the world. And then they hit it all kinds of times, and I usually answer them. Sometimes I'm not as friendly and sociable as others, but, you know, generally speaking, I'll try to take care of their problem.
Very good. And why don't we remind folks of that number that is available to folks. But please be respectful. Don lives in the central time zone of North America, of the United States of America. So please be respectful. But Don, as I said many, many times before, the only contributor or guest on the program here gives out his real phone number. You know?
Yeah, 314-306-7507. Yeah, try to get it between like eight and eight on a weekday Central Time. So we'll take care of you. But you can also send an email or get a hold of us or check us out at yourcarguys.com. And most of the information that you'll be asking me is readily available on our website.
That's great. Let's go back to talking about the 235 engine. This is an engine that you're really familiar with and highly recommend. As you said, the 54 through 62s are great replacement engines for its little brother, the 216, which was the standard Chevrolet engine from 1937 into the early 50s. The 215 put out 80 horsepower compared to the 130 of the 54s and later engines. How about limitations on performance. Were there any negatives with this engine? You know, especially years ago, the what used to be the big three were often criticized for, you know, doing a lot of things right, but falling short in a few areas. And I understand that that this engine falls short in a few places.
Right, and one of the most serious, and this is very easy to overcome, but the standard intake manifold is using a one-barrel carburetor. So you have, it's very close to the center two cylinders, and fairly far from the number one cylinder, number six cylinder. So you have a tendency to run rich in the center and lean on the end. You can work with it, you can balance it out. But I always recommend going over to an aftermarket intake manifold. I like to use two aces, two single barrel carburetors, and they're offset and they're centered over the first three cylinders and the last three cylinders. So you're getting a more even distribution of fuel to those cylinders. I also like to use an aftermarket dual exhaust or the header manifold with dual pipes and some good sounding mufflers, and a lot of people think you're driving a high compression V8.
Well, that sounds really cool. I mean, so lots of positive things to say there. How about installing one of those modern intake manifolds? Is that going to set you back a lot of money?
I don't really think so. Keeping in mind that when you're getting into any type of restoration or a rebuild of an old car, you're going to have a few bucks anyway. But you can pick up these manifolds new for in the neighborhood of $250 and probably half that cost for a used one. They're all over the place. I got two or three out in the garage. And I like to use the single barrel carburetors, but they also have a manifold for the four barrel. And I'd recommend keeping the size of the four barrel down to 500 to 600 cubic feet per minute. You don't really need a lot of gas in those engines. So it's not a thing where bigger is always better when it comes to little six bangers. There's plenty of speed equipment out there, and, it's all out on the catalog.
Excellent. I understand you've got a lot of transmission choices here, including the T10 four-speed, but this is the one that surprised me, that you can actually fit the latter five-speed transmission out of an S10 pickup truck. Is that true, Don?
Yeah, that is correct. It's not an exact fit. The snout on that five-speed is about three-quarters of an inch too long to fit into the pilot bearing on the back of the engine or on the flywheel of the 235. So you need to grind that three-quarter inch little piece of metal off or saw it off. Obviously, you want to remove the burrs, but it's not that hard. A few years ago, when I was researching to do one for my grandson's car, I found all the information I needed on the Internet. Gee, what a wonderful place to find stuff. But anyway, the information's out there. And there's a lot of old guys like me that still remember how to do the old stuff, and we've also figured out there's a lot of new stuff out there that we can make things cool with. But that five-speed transmission with that overdrive, you can have the power, you can have the cruising speeds on the highway as well.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot of folks, who do resto mods with some of the older muscle cars and put a lot of modern, crate engines, and they put in the modern transmissions, and it's remarkable to see, some of these modern V8 engines, for example, hooked to a suitable automatic or manual transmission. I mean, literally turning very few revs and delivering great fuel economy on the highway, something that you wouldn't have gotten back in the 60s.
Oh, no. I mean, you're looking at, you take it like a 1966 Corvette, with a 327 in it, you might have gotten 10 miles per gallon. Now you can have twice the horsepower as about in a neighborhood of 350 cubic inches or so. And with an eight-speed transmission, either an eight-speed manual or eight-speed automatic, they'll get 25 or so miles to the gallon. And then with a top speed of 560 miles an hour or more. So it's there's a lot of great science that's happened over the last couple of decades when it comes to both horsepower and gas mileage.
Absolutely, no question about it. Let's talk about, for those folks who, are always looking to up the ante a little bit, looking for a little bit more performance. I understand there's still a ton of bolt-on speed equipment out there, and I understand you can do some work on the cylinders as well as mirroring heads.
Right. Well, when I was putting this article together, I got up on eBay and just did a quick search of a 235 engine and found the price range between $150 for chart blocks or blocks that need to be rebuilt up to around $3,000 for a rebuilt Ford racing-style engine. The complete engines are out there, as well as if you want to do it yourself. There are a number of people that sell the aftermarket rebuilding kits. I recommend keeping the bore down in a neighborhood of 0.060 over as an overbore. One of the great things you can do with this to pick up extra compression is have the head shaved, have the head milled down. And you can take off as much as an eighth of an inch or 0.125 inches of material off of this to pick up significant horsepower and compression. And when I warn people, keep in mind these engines have been out there for 50-some years, so you don't know what my old buddy Ab did with his, and you might pick up one of his old engines that's already been milled. So, make sure you're doing things with the help of an expert, with the help of a good machine shop.
Absolutely. Don Jones, CEO of theoldcarguys.com. Really quick, that telephone number, Don.
Area code 314-306-7507.
Thank you, my friend. That
when
will
we
do
ran
it.
Out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no.
I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.